So Kina, there really needs no explanation based on the psukim in Eicha, in second parak, in Tuchan, on Nashim Piriyam, or the late Tipuchim. I remember women eating their own children. And Tivashelna Rachmanios Yodehen. Women cooking their own children. There's really nothing to say, but I just want to mention two quick haros. I think all we can take away from this kina is to some degree empathize with what these circumstances must have been like. Without judgment, without critique. And I mentioned in the past that when our babies were very young, I imagine most people heard the way that I did, that a mother should never be concerned to sleep next to their child in bed. The mother should never be concerned they're going to roll over and smother their child, because the instincts of a mother won't allow that to happen. I don't know if it's true, but it sounds true. It sounds true to all of us that without a moment of thought, we'd jump in front of a bus for our children. Without a thought, without a hesitation. And if this was the state that people were living in, you know, forget about the building, forget about the Aron Kodesh, but just people, mothers and fathers. I read a few years ago from the book Night by Elie Wiesel. I'm sure everyone here has read it. If you haven't read it for a while, it's one of those books that you probably read in high school and probably totally lost on us. So if we can maybe dust it off the shelves and take it out again. Elie Wiesel describes a scene when he was 15 and he was being transported. The Germans used to, as sport, they would throw bread into the carts and have people sort of jumping on top of it like animals. And Elie Wiesel was so just depressed by that scene. And he described a scene. Piece of bread was thrown into the cart. An older man grabbed it. And a boy came over and started beating the person for the piece of bread. The man looked up and said, "Mayor, don't you know who I am? I'm your father." This was happening in front of Elie Wiesel. The mayor looked at his father, threw one last blow, killing him. He grabbed a piece of bread. And within a moment, there were a few other people who had jumped on top of the son, beat him to death for the bread. And Elie said, in front of him, lying there, were the father and son. So really, to be a Jew means to look back and to feel people, times, places we'll never know. But to empathize with them, connect with them. And to daven that such days will never be our destiny in the future.